Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Chav Zayin, Kiddushin 27a, pagination is 53. We're going to start on the previous daf, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, that would be Chavav Amud Aleph 26a, and the topic begins 7 lines from the bottom. The Mishnah told us, Nechosim she'ein lohem achrayis, metaltalin, movable objects, can be acquired, agav, by the way, as part of a different transaction of real estate. Minoani mili, how do you know this? Amachizkiya domakra, it's based on a pasuk, vayiten lemaviyem matanos, their father gave them gifts, im ore mitzuras biyehuda, together with cities, with real estate. And from there we see that the gifts were given, but the kinyan was done on the real estate, and the gifts came along. Ibo eluhu, they asked the following question, and this is our focus. Ba'inan tzivurim olo, do we need that the movable objects that are going to be acquired together with the real estate should be sitting on the real estate at the time of the kinyan, or can they be anywhere, and it's more of a conceptual agav, by the way, and not a physical? So if you have a table and chairs and you want to acquire them together with the real estate, do the table and chairs have to be on the land at the time you're kona it, or can the table and chairs simply be identified wherever they may be, and they are acquired at the same time? Amar Rav Yosef Tashema. Rav Yosef says, come in here. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva taught us, karka kol shahu, real estate, even of the smallest amount, turn the page, is enough, lichtav alav pruzbal, to write a pruzbal on it. The person who borrowed the money has to have some real estate. So Rabbi Akiva is teaching us, even a little bit suffices. Veliknos ima nechosim she'ein lohem achrayis. And even a little bit of real estate is enough in order to do a transaction that will include movable objects. Ve'i amrit, and if you were to tell me, ba'inan sevurim, that the movable objects have to be on the real estate, kol shehu lemaychazi, a little bit of real estate, what would it be able to accomplish anyway? You have to have enough to put the things on the real estate. So when you tell me that even a little bit works, obviously it's more of a conceptual agav rather than a physical agav. Doesn't have to be on the real estate. Tergumah Rav Shmuel bar Bisna kameder Rav Yosef, the Gemara suggests, perhaps, kigon shenoatz b'machat, maybe we're talking about a needle. You want to acquire a needle together with the real estate, and that's what it means, even a little bit. And the needle is indeed on the land at the time it's acquired. Amale Rav Yosef said back, kavsaton, your... insulting me, you're giving me an answer that doesn't make sense. Ich bil tana la'ash me'inan machat, is the Tana repeating himself for the big chiddush of a needle, how to acquire a needle, like, wow. Now, at first glance, one can argue, listen, din pruta kidin meya, a small amount is just as much as a big amount, we're looking for the truth. But that's the wording of Rav Yosef. He says, Ich bil Tana. Did the Tana repeat himself? Did he do it kefel? Did he do it double? In other words, he already mentioned pruzbal, so I understand that there's a concept of even a small amount of land suffices. He doesn't have to repeat for me that you could be kona nechosim she'en la machrayis unless he's telling me a far greater chiddush, meaning that such a thing works even if the real estate does not have the movable objects upon it at the time of the kinyan. Because if it was just to let me know that it's considered land, and you could put a needle on it, and the needle will be acquired together with the land, I could have extrapolated that from the previous laws, that even a small amount of land is considered land. The point of telling me that even a small amount of land is that it works, as the statement was made, liknos imon nechosim she'en lahem achrayis, to be a conceptual agav, and to be able to acquire movable objects with it. That's where the Gemara stands if the best answer you could give is a needle. Amar Rav Ashi said, no, I could explain to you that there is a big chiddush over here. Man le malon de lo tonabo mar geniso, de shavya alfe zuze, it's not just about a machat. You could have put a diamond on the machat. And as some mefarshim learn, included over here is the understanding that the item protrudes outside of the land and it's still considered agav and it's still considered an acquisition. Let's skip to today's daf. And right now the Gemara does not yet have a resolution on this question. Do the movable objects have to be on the real estate at the time that it's acquired? But the Gemara, about a quarter of the way down, gives us a source for this rule that they do not have to be on the real estate at the time of acquisition. At the beginning of a line, idach, another statement, im kide moche v'kosav lo as hashtar, if the seller wrote a document, Kaosa Sheshaninu, for example, Kosvim Shtar Lemocher, Afapesha Ein Lokeach Imo, the document can be written independent of the buyer, independent of the sale, and Kevon Shechzek Imo Bekarka Nikne Shtar Becholmokom Shehu. Once you acquire the land, the document becomes acquired to you regardless of where it is. Shema mino lo bo inon tsevurim. Obviously, you do not need that the document be on the land, because if it was on the land, it would be here. And the statement is clearly giving you an example of the movable object, the document, being somewhere else. The Gemara asks the obvious question, Shaini shtar da afsira da arahu. The document is the handle of the land. It's so linked to the land that maybe this document becomes yours together with the land. That doesn't prove that regular movable objects would become yours if they're not on the land. And the Gemara says that's fine as far as what statement you have in front of you so far, but the statement continued, V'ho Allah Kitani, Zuhi sheshaninu nechasim she'el namachrayis niknim im nechasim sheyesh lemachrayis. The statement was that this is an example of movable objects being acquired together with the real estate. And once that's said, there's no room for other interpretations to say that the document is unique, that it's an extension of the land. The statement was that the document is a movable object, and it's acquired together with the real estate. Shema mina lo bo inan sevurim ba shema mina. From here you can see, we do not need the movable objects to be on the land at the time of acquisition. Shema mina, and that's indeed how we rule in Choshen Mishpat, Resh Beis, Se'if Beis. Just to give an obvious example of this, I like to give the examples from Mechiras Chametz, because that's a sale that we're familiar with. And in that case, we're having trouble selling to the non-Jew all of the Chametz of the community, because it's in all different places. It's not Sivurim. It's not on the real estate. It's not present at the place of sale. But one method of sale is Agav, to sell or rent the non-Jew a shed, for example, a item of real estate, and to tell him, agav, that real estate, he is acquiring all of the movable objects, the Cheerios, for example. All the movable objects are being acquired together with the real estate, even though they are certainly not physically on the real estate. But agav, we've established, is more of a conceptual upon it. And through the acquisition of the real estate, the metaltalim are also acquired. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.